Fucking mental health.
I have no mental health. Fucking gone.
Well, these last two games have just fucking destroyed my life.
It's the reaction that kills me. It's the fucking reaction that kills me. Honestly,
bro, I'm right there, though. I'm one of them.
Honestly, nobody's going to sit here and say that both Gase and Tannehill didn't have a fucking horrible game. Everyone's entitled to have a horrible game. But the way it goes from 0 to 100 on the knee jerk, like, clean house, get everybody out, season's over, go fuck yourself, season's over. It's fucking, I mean, season was over at 1-4 in 2016 too. That's what people sound like right now. They sounded ridiculous at 1-4 in 2016, and they sound even crazier now. It's nuts. It's fucking nuts. I guess we're into this already.
Let's save your energy.
No, it's, I mean, it's recording. This is it. This is the fucking show. So let it out.
How many times are we going to see the same mistakes and expect something to play out differently?
All right, well,
the season is going to play out exactly the same as the prior season. There's going to be a glimmer of hope, and then the reality is going to set in that we're just not that talented. We are not that deep. And we don't have a quarterback or an offensive scheme that can cover up those weaknesses. It seems like the NFL has passed Adam Gase. That's how quickly the NFL is moving. Remember, he came here. It was all about spreading the offense, getting the ball out quickly. Now look what the Rams are doing.
Bro, you're going into some, like, philosophical shit.
But this is the reality of it, man.
It is a reality.
Would that have been the reality if we'd have stayed in control of the game after 2.5 quarters of play instead of
just falling flat? Bro, 38-7 2 weeks ago and 27-17.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just one game.
It's the reality. It's the reality of the situation.
And here's another thing. Yvonne said something interesting today. If you had already picked them to lose, are you still bitching for?
Because it's the way they lost. Don't give me this bullshit that you can't be mad just because you thought they might lose. It's what
no,
they did.
It's good to be they mad. You, go ahead no, and be mad, but fake. don't sit here and say you want to press the fucking red button.
No, no one's saying that, though.
No one's saying that? No. That's all the fuck I've seen for, 48 hours now? Jesus.
I think a lot of people are mad because there's no answer to it. You can't get rid of Gase. We all know that.
Look, here's what made
and
me
you can't
mad.
Get rid of Tannehill. We can't get rid of Tannehill. There's no getting rid of him. We got.
What do you mean get rid of him? Who's fucking? What do you mean get rid of? If you get rid of any starting quarterback, any team is done for the year.
Yeah, but a lot of teams at least have a rookie quarterback or someone in the wing. We have nobody.
Look, I don't want four quarterbacks either, Mike. Here's the fucking thing. None of us makes personnel decisions. None of us makes fucking play calling. So what the fuck can we really do?
No,
so really what it boils down to is what kind of a time do you want to have? Do you want to have a cunty time where you're just a cunt? Or do you want to have a good time and just say, fuck it, we're going to have a fucking blast no matter what?
Are we having a good time watching this team lose a 17-point lead?
I'm having a good time because I only get to see Dolphins football 16 times a fucking year.
And if it's going to be Sunday, I can't do it every fucking day.
Well, it's
of
not
going
to be like Sunday every fucking day.
I wanted
day
to rip
life.
My fucking TV off the wall and destroy it. And that was the most painful fucking loss.
It was the most embarrassing half of football I've seen in a very long time.
Very long time.
Everything that could go wrong would go wrong. Right,
Shall we discount that shit actually fell apart at the fucking exact moment that the refs absolutely raped our mouths
in the third quarter?
With more phantom penalties, okay? They always come.
But okay, you're saying phantom, but for a guy that is such a control freak, why does his team lack so much discipline? This fucking blows my mind how undisciplined this team is.
I know you
got
a fucking laundry list of problems with Adam Gase, but here was my problem with Adam Gase on Sunday. The 3rd-and-1 that everybody's fucking talking about. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing. If he had fucking completed it and it turned into a big play, he's a fucking hero. But he didn't. Nobody wanted him to pass the ball on third and one there. Frank Gore had shown that he was picking up steam. Why would you do anything but keep running him down their goddamn throats?
Because he fucking hates running backs.
He fucking does. We've said that a million times. And it keeps fucking coming back to haunt us. He literally had more confidence in picking that first down up with a pass than he did with a fucking run. Now, whatever. Depleted line. You can't overlook that. There's a lot of shit you can't over fucking look.
Oh, I get it.
From center to the left, we had nobody. Those guys would not even be on another team's fucking practice squad, half of them.
Why is he not rolling out Tannehill more, though?
But another thing that we said that he didn't do.
That pick was on a rollout, a design rollout. That pick, I mean, the offensive line fell apart, and he had no time. But the second he turned his body around, there was people there. And the worst possible outcome came from it when he bounced it off his own teammate's helmet.
Look, and the worst part is, I know he's getting trashed for that. I actually saw what he saw. I got what he was trying to do.
Well, there's someone in his lap within two fucking milliseconds.
He didn't want to take the penalty. He saw Smythe. He goes, you know what? I'm going to hit him in the back at least.
Yeah.
I'll throw it into his back. I won't get penalized. I won't take the sack.
And we got Ricochet Rabbit. Go fuck yourself.
And it was the most dolphin thing I've ever seen in my life.
I couldn't help but laugh.
I laughed, but I was also pissed.
Of course.
I mean, of course. And of course I said, fuck you, Tannehill.
Here, let's spin this around because everybody's fucking loving to talk about what we're shit at. Guess what we're better than anyone at? Fucking meltdowns, bro. Fucking fuck with our meltdowns. I dare you. We're in the Guinness Book of World fucking Records, son. And I'm not talking about football. I'm talking about organized sport.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking epic.
It's impressive. Because how do you blow a 17 fucking nothing lead it doesn't make any fucking sense, which is what makes it kind of fucking hilarious.
It hurts. It hurts my soul.
It felt like a dick punch stacked on top of a nut punch.
I have a fucking soul. I fucking hate that guy.
Who fucking?
I know
Dalton?
I keep saying Ginger, but I just genuinely hate fucking Dalton
Fucking Pippi Longstocking. It's because his face looks like an ass. I don't know what it is about his fucking. He's got one of those punchable fucking faces.
He really does. He's so fucking smug.
You help the Bills fans. Fuck you and the Bills fans, you cunt.
let's think about some positive from the last 2 weeks.
I
think Minkah and Jerome Baker have both been outstanding. And it seemed like Raekwon McMillan finally showed up last week. So those are my three
We got a nice young core building. But
I really love the defense.
But we've also got, you know, we've got this fucking carousel of offensive linemen where the team won't fucking spend any draft capital to fucking get a long-term solution in here. We do these stopgap fucking guys that get injured after 5 games.
How insane is that?
It's nuts. But that's our strategy. Like, that's why it's maddening, because that's our strategy. That's not something that we get corralled into. That's the fucking game plan.
But think about how much money we keep spending thinking, all right, we're going to address it with free agency. And these motherfuckers keep getting hurt. It's unreal.
Meanwhile, let's fucking spend our number one draft pick on fucking Chuck Harris, who his biggest fucking accomplishment so far is blocking half of Dolphins' Twitter. I'm proud of him for that. I'd like to do the fucking same
he
thing.
He blocked me, that prick.
I'd like to do the same fucking thing, to be honest with you. But fucking Black Ice, don't go calling yourself no kind of cool nickname until you pull your fucking head out of your ass.
I got to give it to him. In that second half, he was making some plays.
He's always almost there.
I know, but he made some.
Always almost there.
I think he made his first tackle of the season in that game. So, but he did a couple things.
Our star number one fucking pick.
I know. It's tough.
Wait, I have a question. Okay, during the Patriots game, we all saw Xavier Howard get picked on. But I didn't see A.J. Green and Xavier Howard in a matchup battle in that Bengals game. Was I
mistaken?
Bro,
I was tweeting all game. Xavier played unbelievable in that game.
But he wasn't on A.J.
No, he was. He covered him a few times.
He was, because the Bengals had to have been moving A.J. around.
No, they were. They were moving him away from Howard that game.
surprising because after that Patriots game, I felt bad because Tom Brady was picking on him.
If you watch Dalton, he didn't look to Howard's side of the field. Not
that's
much
why,
at all.
That's why Boyd any receptions and got it.
Yeah. It was pretty – he had a pretty impressive game.
AJ had a good game, but I never saw him make a lot of catches on Howard.
And to be honest, for Bobby not being in that game, the corners held their own pretty well.
But after every completion, it was on McTyre.
Yeah, I mean,
I did see something about how McTyre was out there for like 36 or some shit snaps, and fucking Fitzpatrick was only out for like 20 something.
Yeah, bro, he ended up getting like 20 something more snaps than Fitzpatrick.
But Minka, I mean, he looked good. Boner worthy.
Yeah, I like the defense. I have to give it up to Burke. I fucking hated him going into the season.
Yeah, I still I'm not in love with him, but
no, but it's
because I'm not a big fan of the. I'm not like the hugest fan of the bend don't break philosophy, and I feel like he's one of those guys. And we are good at like letting him get to within striking distance and then ruining their chances. And I think I saw some kind of stat. It was a couple weeks ago, so it's probably blown out of the fucking water now. But I saw some stat like we were one of the best in opponent red zone chances. Like we were taking people's chances away. So I don't know. There's a lot to like, and I think
they only gave up 13 points. You gotta win that game.
Yep. I mean, 17-13.
No, we definitely should have won that game, but that's my thing. Like you can look at it from the end of okay, we collapsed and it was a fucking complete ass of a fucking failure. Or you can look at it as that for 2.5 quarters with a ragtag fucking crew, we gave them a hard time in their own stadium, a game that most people already said, just forget about it. So, I mean, there was a glimmer of hope. Just because it was dashed on the fucking rocks of my sanity, it doesn't mean that it wasn't going really well for a time. We outplayed them for a half of football. And
you know,
I will continue to firmly believe that the pendulum swung in those rapid fire fucking calls we got, and then that kiss on the fucking face mask that caused a personal foul on the sideline there. They were just talking. These guys know each other. Just fucking.
Yeah, but you know what? I was yelling at the TV, get the fuck off the sideline. You could tell they were going to throw that flag.
Oh, yeah.
Dumb shit.
I mean,
fucking...
it was like, dude, just shut up and get away.
Dumb shit.
Who tore into him? Who was on the sideline tearing into him? Was that Burke?
No, that was a special
teams guy.
Darren. Oh, yeah. You don't want fucking Rizzy after your nuts.
Yeah, he was all over that shit.
But look, to Verrill's point, if we take a step back and we don't look at the details, we lost to the Patriots on the road and we lost to the Bengals on the road. It's not the end of the world.
Games that people pretty much penciled in as an L to begin with.
But this Bengals game... This is the game you're supposed to win if you weren't going to be the same old fucking Dolphins.
You know, I hate myself because I gave us the... I was already putting us at 4-1 in my head, which I wish I didn't do. Because that's
what
made that loss
worse. I sent you the fucking DM saying that I was going to jerk off during today's show and put the video of it, like...
Yes.
On the
we
thing.
Were already like
that's
already
probably why
in our
we
heads.
That's probably why we lost, dude, because I was already celebrated.
We celebrated
my
too
dick
early.
Was already out, to be honest with you. The camera
we
was
hit the DMs during the game, like
up.
We were fucking talking shit. That sucked.
Because it was like, it was like, okay, we're back in business. I mean, it felt for a half of football, it felt good. I went into halftime like, okay, this is we're a real thing now. So just because it tipped the fucking wrong way, I can't now say, okay, well, now we're totally fucked. I don't know how you go from that.
Even in that game, we were still me personally, I was still throwing shots at Gase because I was like, oh, finally we got a third down. You could feel the offense was never going to do anything in that game. It was just, hopefully the defense doesn't lose the game for us. With that
lead. They didn't. Well,
and they didn't. Which sucks. It sucks.
No, yeah, it was probably the worst game I think I've seen Ryan Tannehill play in. It was one of the worst games for these calls that make you want to pull your hair out because you just don't understand them. But then that's where most people have gone to. okay, we're already thinking about our next quarterback and our next coach. Whereas I'm like, okay, shit fucking went sour and it sucked, but okay, this is week whatever, six now. So let's
Get your douchebags. We have a depleted offensive line.
Look, I just need to suggest that everyone just get your fucking douchebag out and wash the sand out of your fucking pussies, because we got a lot of football left. And
we got a ton.
And this talk, and this toxic, fucking horse shit, I'm not putting up with it. I'm gonna start putting people's personal fucking information out just for my own satisfaction, just for my own fucking edification. I will ruin your fucking life.
Do me a favor. Start with Devontae Parker.
He's gone.
I don't want to. I don't want to know his fucking information unless it's fucking out of here. I fucking hate the guy, and I shouldn't. There's no reason to. Like, he's never cost us a game, but he's just never been.
He's never been there.
Been able to be counted on, and there's nothing I hate worse than not being able to count on somebody.
Yeah.
All right, Vera. I got a question for you though.
Yeah. You're an asshole.
I know. I know. You love.
Hold on. I got to bring back Smoke Sesh before this bullshit.
All right, please. Take.
Okay, let her rip.
Are you there yet on making Gase give up the play calling?
Hold on. No, I'm not there yet.
You're not there yet?
No, I'm not there yet because, it's never going to fucking happen.
But let me throw some stats.
That's another thing. I don't give a shit about the stats. Here's another fucking thing. You just asked me a question where it doesn't fucking matter what I or any of you or any of anyone else fucking thinks, because he's not going to do it. It's not going to happen.
First of all,
so here's
no one gives
my
a fuck
thing.
What we think anyway. You think anyone's listening to this podcast right now?
No, I'm not even going to listen to this one.
Exactly.
But
that's the whole point. No one gives a fuck.
That's
we're just talking
thing.
To talk.
That's the thing. It doesn't fucking matter. And he's the coach, and he's calling the plays, so I'm going to get behind it. And Tannehill's the quarterback, so I'm going to get behind it. Until one of those things changes, I'm going to be behind it, because your only other alternative, as I said, is to be a negative cunt. And that's just not the fucking MO that I'm going for. I'm in this shit to have a good time. So the minute that people start taking my good time, I'm liable to lash out.
Tom, what's your view on it? Are you ready to give up on the him giving...
I agree with Vero that this is not going to happen.
Yeah, I understand that, but I'm talking about...
I think so. No, think about what I said earlier. And you guys, honestly, think about the way the NFL is changing. Look how teams are stretching the field compared to how it was a couple years ago when Adam Gase's philosophy was something to be marveled at. It was the way to spread the offense, get the ball out quickly, short yardage. Look what the elite teams are doing right now. They're not doing that. It seemed like the NFL came and went with this evolution, and we bought all in on Adam Gase and his stubbornness. And the reality is, like, we're not going to get anybody in there that's going to change the offense, because this personnel doesn't match that. And
exactly.
It's spinning your wheels to even think
about
it.
But has the offense changed? I heard once, we're getting rid of Landry. We got to get rid of him. Once he's gone, we're opening up this. We're throwing fucking downfield. We're throwing actually shorter passes now than when we had Landry.
Well, I think that the general fucking thought for me and everybody else was that with Landry out, there wasn't going to be as much focus on one player, and it was going to be spread around more, which I think it is, but it doesn't change his philosophy. And here's the thing. Adam Gase offenses are
not that
fun to watch.
They suck.
Okay. They're not entertaining.
But nobody has anything shitty to say about it when they get us the win. So that's my statistic, is still him and Tannehill together in their record, which even after these two horrible losses is still really fucking good. So until that pendulum swings back over to the negative side, I can't even think about negative thoughts.
But it seems more than Tannehill, it seems like Gase has capitalized on the personnel and the skill sets. Think about what he did with Landry. He schemed them open for touchdowns. Look what he's doing with Albert Wilson and Jakeem Grant. It's not about Ryan Tannehill. Even though Adam Gase is a quarterback whisperer, look what he's doing out of the skill set players.
He's doing some good things. And Tannehill can do some good things. But here's what I would just love.
You're not
going to
win
love. Here's what I would fucking
bottom
love.
Of the league offense, though.
Here's what I would fucking Truth. Love. Somebody just tell Tannehill, just try to fucking get a little Tannehill is too committed to what gets fucking sent in. Improvise a little bit every once in a while.
He did improvise, and he threw it into Smythe's fucking head.
Well, he had nowhere to fucking go. What do you want him to do? Fucking, you want him to phase shift through two fucking guys?
I don't know what the fuck.
He was buttoned in that particular play that you're talking about. A fucking
just throw it out of bounds. He was out of the pocket. Just huck it out of bounds.
Well, maybe you would have done better if you were in.
No, Mike. I wouldn't have. I would have fucking got my balls handed to me. But this is what we're doing. We're supposed to be fucking talking about the game. We're talking about the game. I mean, we know he fucking sucked on that play.
Yeah, I told you he had a bad game. He did have bad game.
But look. Next week, we got a home game. We do have a great defense. We have one of the best defensive players coming into town. We have a depleted offensive line.
Doesn't Khalil Mack play on the right side of their defense? So just roll the motherfucker to our right every fucking time.
Because you know what's crazy? Because he will die. As much as I'm bashing this team, I might pick them to win next week, which is weird to even say that. Because they're a different team at home.
They are. They absolutely are.
Yeah. And you know what?
All that bullshit you guys like to talk about local fans, that place gets loud now.
Yeah, it's because of the construction of it.
Hey, it doesn't matter. Still <Yeah. laughs>
We're playing inside a giant fucking megaphone bowl.
Yeah, pretty much.
But it's good. The seven people that are there are really doing a good job of fucking making a ruckus. But anyway, all right, we went 7 minutes over the time I said, so fucking, that's it. You fuckers are lucky to talk to hear from us. Mike, he could have never showed up again for all we knew. And we got Mike back after a month, and yeah.
This was good, I needed this.
Yeah, what do you guys want to fucking say? Take us out.
We're beating Chicago.
I say we're beating fucking Chicago, fuck them.
We're going to beat Chicago, then I'm going to beat my meat.
Fap it up, baby. Fap Nation.
All right. Next time.
Peace.
Bye.